move on here from this scrum. There's Hodges with the ball. And Hodges has got away from them! Justin Hodges! 548 days without an NRL game. And he has scored a try, brushing aside Esi Tonga to give the Broncos a four-point lead.
And that is Justin Hodges at his best. The Broncos fans have been waiting a lot. That is classic Justin Hodges. A weave away, a step off the right foot between some ordinary defence. Well done to him. That might have won the Broncos the night.
And he'll be at his best on Fox Sports now. Justin Hodges joins us. G'day, Justin.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. Thanks for joining us. You had the launch yesterday. Fox League. How are the tonsils going, mate? You've got it all sorted?
Yeah, no, it was a good night last night. So obviously the launch had all the boys there and everyone, so no, it was a good night.
You're going to have a busy year, mate, or a busy winter, I should say, because you've got those duties, but you've also got the duties of the under-20s up there in Brisbane.
Yeah, so I'm assistant coach with our 20s, which is something I'm really looking forward to do. So, my long-term plan is to be hopefully an NRL coach, but it's just starting at the bottom and, trying to help these young kids reach their dreams, which is something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, it's nice, mate. It's a good transition for you, but most guys or girls try and come out and go into coaching or they'll go into the media, and you are doing both. So eggs in both baskets, mate. It's fantastic, yeah, though, to be so busy when you finish playing.
Yeah, look, it is. I think that's the best thing about my job is that I'm still involved heavily with the Broncos, obviously with our Indigenous programs in schools. Coaching now, come across the Fox Sports, which is massive. So, it's a massive year for me this year. I'm looking forward to the roles.
Coaching, the media. I'd find one other third gig, mate, just in case.
Well, I've got a little daughter due in about 3 weeks, so that's the third gig.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. They're all dicey professions, aren't they? Mate, it's sort of like a crunch year in so many ways for the Brisbane Broncos. They are the focal point of the city, as you understand. But, Corey Parker's gone. There's no massive signings. I guess Benji comes to the club. Yep. Firstly, Corey will be a big loss. And, how significant a role will Benji actually play?
Yeah, look, I think that's something that everyone's trying to figure out what Wayne's going to do with Benji. I think he didn't, he brought him up to the Broncos for a reason, but if you play him in 14 and you lose young Cody Nikorima as well, which I think he's their future. But no one knows what Wayne's going to do with Benji, but like I said, he's brought him up there for a reason, whether he plays 14 or whether he plays in the centres or whether he plays. I don't think he's going to play Queensland Cup. There's no way Wayne would bring him up to let him play Queensland Cup. So he's got everyone puzzled at the moment, but so looking forward to seeing what he does with him.
Well, what would you do with him?
Oh, look, I think you got to play him somewhere. I think, for the money that the Broncos got him for, I think it's, no disrespect to Benji, but he's a great player in his own right. But the money that we got him for, which is a bonus, so I think they got to use him somewhere. But, like I said, if you use him as 14 and you take away young Cody Nikorima, he's learning ability and all that type of stuff. But, look, you got to have him somewhere because on any given day, Benji can create those miracle tries that he does. So you got to have him there somewhere.
Okay.
Darius Boyd, mate, he elevated to the leader. Obviously, Corey Parker, he's a hard man to fill that spot. But absolutely. Darius, he's done well, mate, hasn't he? He's had all sorts of situations in his career, and now he finds himself as skipper.
Yeah, look, I think it's a wonderful. When I retired in 2015, I really pushed for Darius to be captain because I think I always thought that he was ready. I think his story, where he was and where he is today, he's a father, he's a husband, and with his story through depression and the way he spoke out about it, I think it speaks volumes of the guy, and I think he's going to do a wonderful job. And if he ever needs a hand, I'm always there to give him a hand as well. So he's always a guy now that you ask for advice, when back in the day he wouldn't ask for anything. So look, I've really got big raps on him. I think he'll do a great job.
Justin, when you signed with the Roosters and left the Broncos, Wayne dropped you. I can't see him dropping Ben Hunt though.
Nah, look, they need Honey. I think, exactly. I always push for that, but never happens. But I think the Broncos' chance of winning the title this year has to have Ben Hunt in the side. I think what he did for us in 2015 was an absolute standout year for him, and I think he needs to recapture that form. If he does that, the Broncos would be in good stead.
And, mate, I'm sure it'll get easier coming into New South Wales over the next couple of years when you get away from that state of origin and how you used to amp us up all the time, year in, year out.
Mate, yeah, well, I'm actually one of the coaches for the Queensland 20 side as well, so we've never won that. New South Wales has won the last, I think, 5 or 6 years it's been running, so my task is to try and change that, which I'll be doing everything possible I can to make New South Wales lose.
I tell you what, you've got a busy year coming up, mate, which is going to be fantastic. We do thank you for your time. Good, congrats on last night, mate, and go well this year.
No worries, boys. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.